Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A judge has denied a request to block Georgia's campus carry law. The AGC reporting last week's ruling upheld the law that allows licensed gun owners to carry firearms in some areas of public college campuses. Six Georgia professors filed suit claiming campus carry is dangerous and unconstitutional. Georgia's campus carry law allows firearms in classrooms, at tailgating events, and student recreation centers. The Atlanta Braves are now solely in first place after beating the Miami Marlins in both games of yesterday's doubleheader. Meanwhile, 20-year-old rookie Ronald Acuña Jr. set a few baseball records. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Acuña, who bats leadoff for the Braves, started both games with a home run, a feat that had only been done three other times in baseball history.
Randy Gonzalez had a rope hit to deep center.
Acuña also became the youngest player in the modern era, which began in 1920, to hit home runs in four straight games. Atlanta now sits atop the NL East standings, one game above the Philadelphia Phillies. The Braves and Marlins will play again tonight at 7:35. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Cancer advocates want Georgia lawmakers to enact policies to improve public health. The American Cancer Society released its How Do You Measure Up state survey last week. Only six states scored lower than Georgia. Andy Freeman is with the Society's Cancer Action Network. He says Georgia's biggest failings are in the areas of smoking and access to health care via Medicaid.
2.3 million Americans rely on Medicaid that have a history of cancer. You know, obviously by expanding it, it would find cancer earlier and treat it.
Freeman says they'd also like to see cigarette taxes raised from the current 37 cents a pack to the national average of $1.75. Georgia set an all-time record for the number of businesses registered in a calendar year. The Secretary of State's office says more than 700,000 businesses have filed since January 1st. That number includes both annual renewals and new business filings. And Delta Airlines is hiring. The Atlanta-based company says it'll have more than 1,000 openings for flight attendants in 2019. Last month, the airline also said it needed to hire 8,000 pilots over the next decade. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.